I have been thinking about this for a while because, you know, a presidency goes in increments of 5 years. I've done 10, then 11. And at that point, I realized that I should really be looking at institutionally what kind of timing would serve to keep things on a very stable course moving forward.
When you talk about a strategic plan, what is ahead for the college? Many private colleges have watched declines in enrollment and concerns about affordability. There's issues of retention and recruitment. I assume those are all part of the strategy ahead.
Absolutely, they are, Eileen. And while we're proud of the good and excellent academic programs we have, we also recognize that today's student is looking for not only new types of majors, but perhaps even new combinations within the curriculum. They're very career focused in terms of outcomes. We want to be very clear about that. And we want to make sure that we're able to compensate our faculty adequately and keep young faculty enthusiastic about their work here. And so the plan, I think, is guaranteeing an opportunity for the total faculty to be really invested in designing a future that people can feel energized by.
Because of all the unrest that we've seen on other college campuses across
right.
the country, really here in our market, I believe we've only witnessed some of the protesting at Niagara University.
Yeah.
You didn't have that at your campus.
Well, Eileen, the marvelous thing that happened on our campus is we had a very tough incident that took place on our campus of racial bigotry back in May. And it was startling and frightening to our students of color. But immediately, overnight, our student life staff, our ministry staff came together with the students, realized that the students were experiencing some forms of racism that we had not understood or seen clearly. We worked all summer on this issue. When the students came back, this entire semester was a series of large lectures, small group meetings, investigations into various areas that we can improve. And when our students saw that we were walking the walk as well as talking the talk, they pledged to work with us instead of place themselves into a protest stance. It's been a hard experience because we've seen some things we did not know were problematic for our students of color, but we're addressing them very vigorously.
Sister, when you took over the school in 2004, it was during a sports scandal involving the men's basketball program. And at the time, you said that the school's greatest challenge was to rebuild the trust. How did you do that over the time, and how did things heal for the university?
Well, one of the ways that we were able to do that is, first of all, I served for 1 year with Father Dominic Monti, a friar who's steeped in the school's history and tradition, and he helped to create that initial sense that our Franciscan leaders would not stand for any further devaluation of our ethical actuality and reputation. And then I build on that by simply constantly reaching out to the many members of our alumni and our campus who also are firmly committed to those values, felt betrayed by what had happened, and were simply looking for opportunities, quite frankly, to be part of rebuilding and renewing the university. So our folks were very responsive in those early years to the challenge, and while it continued to be quite difficult, and we had 3 years of very stiff NCAA penalties, I had people working with us in athletics, in academics, and, you know, in our faculty who stayed the course and never lost faith. And so you never do something like this by yourself. It always takes a village, to quote the famous African proverb.
What was most challenging for you over this time as president?
I think what has been most challenging, Eileen, is that our country has moved in the time that I've been president from seeing a college, especially a college with a faith base and a noble tradition like St. Bonaventure, as a trusted institution, to the entire country seeming to constantly question in an attitude of mistrust or doubt why is a college degree important? Is it important? Why does it cost so much? Does it really get you to a career? Will you be saddled with debt? And so to see the public mood change and to realize that we now are sort of combating not only the fact of new difficulties in achieving a private higher education, but in some cases we're combating a kind of a rumor mill that attaches itself to questions of cost and affordability and debt. It takes a lot more time to communicate our reality to people and sort of beat down some of the mythology that's being spun in some sectors about private higher education.
There had been talk of a possible merger between Hilbert and St. Bona, but that was stopped last year. What were some of the main reasons to not go ahead with that?
Well, I would say, Eileen, that the reasons were that both of our boards, on very close examination of a massive due diligence, just did not think that the timing was right. And part of that is that on both campuses, we're facing the challenges with enrollment and changing curriculum and changing programming, and the board felt that we ought to stay with those separate initiatives for a while. But what we have done is, while we didn't do a full merger, we are actually carrying forward three or four very substantial collaborations that are saving money and helping to increase enrollment on both campuses. So the merger did not happen, but a very significant cooperative set of ventures is going forward.
Sister, what would you say was most rewarding during your time as president?
I would say one of the most rewarding things was to watch a new growth in the ability of our students to be leaders through the various student life organizations on this campus, particularly our Student Government Association. That association moved from sort of just a nice club-like association to a true representative voice of the students. The officers go through intense leadership training, and I believe that those students who are participating then become tomorrow's citizens who really understand what it takes to function in a democratic organization. And I think that's a critical contribution to our nation at this time in its history.
What would you say is your biggest accomplishment?
I think perhaps, Eileen, my biggest accomplishment is that I am stepping down feeling that my love for this place and its love for me is intact. And not every president who walks away from this high office has that peaceful and rewarding experience. And I'm grateful to God and grateful to all of my Bonaventure community for that.
And it's wonderful that we can reveal your age. It is on the press release at 75. You're still working, not retired, and still giving back to your community as well.
Well, the big secret there, Eileen, is nuns do not retire. We just find some other way to be useful. And so my community will have lots of ideas about that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you know what you'll be doing in the next phase of your career?
Well, I do have a sabbatical promised to me because I was never able to take one here during my academic time. And I suspect that following that or even during that year, I'll return to a significant degree of teaching in the field of history and theology, which is my field of study.
Sister, it looks like the school and the board chair will try to have kind of a seamless transition from leadership. They're going to get underway with the process right away to search for a new president, new candidate. Will you be there for the transition process if that person is selected before you leave on July 31st?
Absolutely. And even as that person comes into office, I expect to remain here in the Olean area during my sabbatical year. And so I fully want to help the new president, my successor, come on board. I mean, people come into these jobs with a tremendous amount of skill, but We have 27,000 alumni, and just helping perhaps to introduce that person to some of the folks who've been the most helpful and participative in our work here will be something I'll be very happy to do.
Well, and you are in the digital age of social media. They even have a hashtag for you. It's hashtag thanks, Sister Margaret. Sister Margaret Carney, president of St. Bonaventure University, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Eileen.